Good morning. You're listening to Light is Local on 99.7 Light FM. I'm Gayla Krause. And each week at this time on 99.7, we have our community affairs program. And this is a chance to talk to various not-for-profits across the city, or sometimes we have people from the Wichita Chamber visit us. And today I'm so lucky to have Jason Van Sickle, the president of the Old Town Association, in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Gayla.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Before we get started, I want to tell you, I'm not sure if everybody knows, but you're a lifelong Wichitan, and it's been 20 years. You're back. You're back on the air.
That's
this is
right.
Awesome.
That's
so,
right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what they say, those bad pennies just keep turning up, and here I am. Well, I'm thrilled to have another chance at finishing out my broadcasting career, and this is a great place to do it. You know, we're the only locally owned radio station in the market, Jason, so we're pretty proud of that, and we're also the only station that has their very own dedicated meteorologist that's on staff, so that's pretty cool, too.
Very cool. Very
so
cool.
Remember, when you get back to your vehicle, you want to make sure we're a preset on that car radio.
You got it.
But today, we're going to talk about the Old Town Association, and as president, well, first of all, when did your term begin as president? Because it seems like all of a sudden, I'm hearing about the Old Town Association, and I haven't in quite a while.
Yeah, I took over as the president this year. I've been on the board for quite a while now, but it's you know, it's the beginning of a new era. Like I like to say, there's been a lot of great people involved in Old Town for many, many years, and honestly, some of the people that really spearheaded its start and have led it over the years have asked me and some younger professionals to come in and give it a fresh injection of energy and really look at where it goes tomorrow and into the future.
And that is exciting for our community. And it's good to have that younger input and kind of some fresh eyes to look at the situation and say, how can we make this great thing even better? And that's your role, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I'd like to consider myself young.
And, oh, totally young.
40 years old, so I'm wise now. I'm old enough to call myself that. I think really the most important thing is, you know, I've got a background in research and analysis. So for the first time ever, Old Town's hired a staff, and we're really looking at how other communities like Bricktown in Oklahoma City or the Plaza and Power and Light up in Kansas City, how they've grown over the years, because we're behind them and not that far. And it's time for us to start taking some of those lessons learned and see how we grow into the future.
Well, I think that the overall atmosphere of the city concurs with that. I think your timing is right. You know, what was it, probably less than 10 years ago when the Wichita Chamber formed the Young Professionals of Wichita, specifically to cater to the younger, under 40 age bracket of citizens who want to see Wichita remain their hometown and make it the community they want to get married in, raise their children in, and have a great quality of life.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think people like myself and you and the listeners that have grown up and lived in Wichita have really seen it evolve. I like telling the story that in 1991, I was on the first wait staff at Chili's restaurant, and it moved in town the same time as the Black Eyed Pea. I remember people saying, nobody's going to pay $5 for a hamburger. And that since then, we've seen a lot of great retail areas grow up, and Wichita really has gone from a big small town to a big city. And so Old Town's just following that trend and growing, and since we are the most dense area of town with retail, office, residential, we just want to continue to grow in that great history.
Absolutely. I have three adult children, and when they come back to Wichita to visit, they're like, wow, Wichita looks really good. It looks cool. And I just, that gets me all tingly. And then my next thing I say is, when are you moving back? And that hopefully will happen eventually. But it is a great place to live, and we are very proud of our community. And that's why sometimes when anything negative happens in our area, we don't like that, and we want to put a stop to it. And I have to say, the Wichita Police Department and the city leaders have really stepped forward with the recent incidents that have happened that have been in the news that aren't positive, but it's part of life, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Old Town, again, because it's got such a dense population of people living and coming and going for the entertainment, it creates a unique set of challenges. But the thing is that we've really only had problems in a very narrow window,
right.
And that's between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Saturday nights, which is when the clubs are the most busy. And that's when we have just, that's it's just that time period in certain areas when we've had problems. And so our new ordinance that we just passed with the city's help and the police department's help, it really focuses in on making sure that we crack down on anybody who would come to that area to do anything other than just have a good, safe, law-abiding time.
We don't want no trouble.
That's right. Let them know, Gayla.
Well, it sure ruins a good time. You've had a fun evening out, and have an incident like that happen at closing time just kind of ruins the evening. And we want families to feel safe coming to Old Town District because there's so many thriving, wonderful restaurants restaurants and theater and businesses. And what is the count now? Do you know how many businesses are in the district?
There's hundreds. And the thing is that, you know, just looking at restaurants alone, because that's one of people's favorite things to go down for, we have almost 30 restaurants just in the Old Town area. So if somebody's sitting around on a weekend saying, what should we go do? Do you want to grab a bite to eat? The greatest thing about Old Town is you can go down there and park and you can walk all the different areas. I was down there with my parents yesterday trying to find a place to eat. Some places were open, some weren't because it was a holiday, but we had ended up with a half a dozen places in Old Town Square that we found open and had a great lunch there.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful restaurants. And it is so fun to go down there, kind of experience Old Town. When you go down on a weekend, sometimes you get the feeling like, oh, this is what it would be like to visit Wichita, because there's so many people from surrounding communities who have come into town to do their entertainment, to do their shopping, whatever, and they're staying in hotels in the Old Town District. And you kind of see it through different eyes. You kind of see it what it would be like if you were visiting this city.
Yeah, going downtown on the weekend, I like to say it's kind of like taking a mini vacation. You know, I was down there on Saturday morning and walking around. My office is actually down there, so I was taking a break and walking around. I went through the farm and art market. That was just packed. Some wonderful vendors there, and you can find everything. Like things from the farm, which are the produce, to art, to crafts, to food. I mean, it's just a wonderful way to spend any time between 8 and noon on a Saturday. And I was walking to your point about kind of feeling like you're visiting another area. I was walking around down there and ran into a half a dozen tourists from Topeka.
That's
and
fun.
So started visiting with them, and they just loved and were pledged to come back soon to do it all again. So.
Well, I always appreciate an opportunity to brag about my community. And so when you do encounter guests from other areas, it's like, you know, we're just so proud of Wichita and where it is today and where it's going tomorrow. But yeah, I love the farmers market. I make a habit of going every Saturday, but this season, this was my first Saturday to go. Got some wonderful asparagus. So if you want some fresh stuff, whether it's flowers, fresh baked bread, whatever, make sure you remember some 7 to 1. Is that right, Jason?
7 to noon.
7 to noon every Saturday from now till October.
Absolutely.
Go down and enjoy it. And like you said, there's always music playing, lots of people and different kinds of people. It's a real melting pot.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, really, there's things going on every night of the week. We have the Farm and Art Market on Saturday mornings. We have a lot of concerts that will be going on this summer on Friday and Saturday nights. And so there's really something to do for everybody in every age range. And it's very family-friendly, but also a great place to go if you're a young professional or young single and want to go enjoy the nightlife.
That's right. Meet somebody new.
That's right.
Well, it's come a long ways from our historic days when, you know, in the 1900s, I can imagine what Carrie Nation must say if she were walking through Old Town today. It's changed a lot. Did you know that when Wichita became a municipality, one of the people who signed the petition to make Wichita a city was Billy Bonney, who was eventually Billy the Kid.
Wow, I did not know that.
I don't know. Makes you want to put the old cowboy boots on and meander into Douglas Street.
That's right.
But we do have a rich history, and I'm so glad that the Old Town District is preserving that piece and that component of what we have here. It's a special thing.
I agree. And one of the things that people really overlook, because it's easy to, is I encourage people to go down to Old Town, and as you're walking around, look at the sides of the building, because it's the old warehouse and jobbers district. So it's actually on the National Registry of Historic Places. And as you walk around, there's plaques that tell you what each of those buildings used to be, because the coolest thing about Old Town is it used to be where all the manufacturing and warehousing took place, because it was right next to the railroad tracks.
That's
in fact, several of those streets down there, Rock Island, which is a street I'm on, used to have a railroad track going right down the middle. So again, it's a kind of a little hidden jewel you can do if you visit Old Town, is just take the walking tour and read those plaques on the side of the buildings and get a little bit of a historical perspective.
My family and I were down in the Old Town District a couple of weeks ago. We were going to meet on a Sunday morning for breakfast, and we were standing outside of Rain. And I looked across the street and I said, you know, when you're driving on Douglas, you just don't have an opportunity to stop and look up above at the architecture. But we're standing on Douglas, like I said, waiting on family. And I just looked up and I just snapped a picture. It was so pretty, the design and the color. And we need to do walking tours.
Absolutely. And anybody wants one, just give me a call. I'll be glad to do it anytime.
Or maybe a glass roof on the trolley. What do you
think?
Right. I like that
New
idea.
New York style.
What do you use as kind of a measuring stick for where we go from here, Jason?
Well, you know, really, there's a number of things that we want to put in place that, again, come from lessons that we're learning from talking to people with other similar districts in bigger cities. And so I don't necessarily have a yardstick. For me, the most important thing is that the businesses down there continue to thrive.
Right.
It's an incredible area. We have almost a 0% vacancy rate on our retail stores. People love being down there. The average business stays down there for years. So really, for me, it's about just perception. You know, we got a bit of a black eye the last several years because a couple things did happen late at night on a weekend when there was a much younger and different group of people down there. We passed these laws that just do not allow for loitering or breaking any law with very harsh penalties that'll make a very big difference. So for me, I just want to see families and individuals come out this summer and really experience Old Town for the first time or for the first time in a while, because I think that they'll be incredibly pleasantly surprised.
I think so too. Well, we're going to take a quick break right here, Jason, and we'll be right back with more information all about the Old Town Association with Jason Van Sickle on 99.7 Light FM. And we're back. You're listening to Light is Local on 99.7 Light FM, and our special guest in studio is Jason Van Sickle, the president of the Old Town Entertainment District. And we just love saying that, and we love that our community has something so hip and cool, and you're kind of breathing some new life into the whole identity of that district, aren't you?
Yeah, and really it's just keeping up with the times, because as your listeners will remember, you know, you look at the last 5 or 10 years, some incredible things have happened. Mm-hmm. First of all, Old Town's 25 years old, but you look just in the last 5 years, we've got a wonderful new arena that's now
fabulous.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We've got restaurants that are springing up around it. We've got new restaurants and a new comedy club west of the railroad tracks over on St. Francis. So the whole area has been in transition, and really my new job is just to be a cheerleader and say, hey, come look at what we got down here. It's pretty amazing.
We've got a pretty fun job then, don't you?
I do.
Most days. Every once in a while, there's that headache of something that needs to be resolved. And I know you're working closely with the city leaders and in defining boundaries for the Old Town Entertainment District. And that's part of the process.
It absolutely is. In fact, what we did, Old Town's really grown organically over the years with mm-hmm. a few key developers like Dave Burke and others who've come down and done a bunch of wonderful things, but there's never been any real formality to the process. So, for instance, you go to our website right now, which is oldtownwichita.com, and you look at the map. That'll show you a bunch of different businesses, and they go beyond what would people think are typical Old Town borders.
Right.
That's because there's been businesses in the area that have contacted us and say, I'd really like to consider myself part of Old Town. So what we did when we had this new ordinance and we were putting it together is we just simply expanded the boundaries to include those businesses that had already been put on our map and asked mm-hmm. to be included. So it does go across the railroad tracks to St. Francis, which most people kind of think of it typically as ending at the railroad tracks. But we love the Old Mill Tasty Shop
and some of
the wonderful businesses over there. It goes just to the other side of Washington to get businesses on both sides of the street.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on both sides of Douglas, so we are real excited with our partners, the Wichita Eagle, who have been great neighbors for years and are actually on our board of directors. And it goes over to Central. So mm-hmm. it's pretty close to the typical boundaries people think of Old Town, but it expands it a little bit.
I love how the Douglas Design District feeds into the downtown district in Old Town. I love that. Eventually, I'd like to see that whole pathway west on Douglas just to be populated with little boutiques and shops. And then we're getting there. A lot of cool ones are popping up over there.
Yeah, you should be the president of the Old Town Association, because you think exactly like we're thinking. You know, first of all, I want to say the board for Old Town is just an amazing organization of volunteer folks. Even the president's position that I do is a volunteer position. It's people who have a passion for Old Town. But we've really looked around and said, we've got some great neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the groups that we're getting much more tied closely to is Douglas Design District.
Right.
What we want to do is be partners with them and do some co-promotions. And we're partnering with the Interest Bank Arena to do co-promotions.
Perfect.
We want to even work with our friends over at Waterwalk
mm-hmm.
And across the river in Delano. It's just Old Town, downtown, that whole area is such a great area.
There's a real momentum occurring in our community right now. It's real positive, and it's very uplifting, and it's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what exactly started it.
Well, again, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
maybe it wasn't any one thing.
I don't think it was. And again, you and myself and anyone who's listening who grew up in Wichita just knows it's always been a great community. I'm a real estate developer, so I travel to a lot of rural communities. And what I love about them is that everybody waves at everybody. Everybody's friendly. You can stop somebody on the street and ask them a question, and they'll give you an answer. And that happens right here in Wichita.
It does.
Even though we got a 500,000 people in our area now. So.
And, you know, we don't realize that that's not how all cities are.
Yeah.
And when you go on vacation to someplace like Denver or something, it's a cruel reminder that not everybody walks the way we walk here in Wichita.
When I go to other communities, I like to call Wichita Kansas's biggest small town. And I really think it is. And that comes to the heart of the people, and it's
Absolutely.
Just a great place to live.
That's a great description. Well, as we talked about earlier, the boundaries have been defined. There are now penalties in place for people who are breaking curfew or are not following the rules after curfew. Do you want to address that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we took a lot of time writing this ordinance. We started looking at it 2 years ago, and we worked with the city's legal department, the chief of police and his staff, our city council representatives for the downtown area, LaVonta Williams and Janet Miller, and everybody worked so hard to make sure that, number one, we put some things in place that told people who do the wrong things, don't come here.
That's
period.
Right.
Do not come to Old Town to break the law, or you're going to get hit and hit hard with penalties. We also wanted to protect people's civil liberties. You know, people have the right to go out into public spaces and wander around and walk around, and as long as they're abiding the law. So it really was a balance that we tried to have between those. And what it comes down to is that if you come down to the Old Town area to break the law, if you come down to steal somebody's purse off their arm or to assault somebody or to do something even worse, you're at the very minimum going to be hit with a $500 fine, and that hits a lot of people hard in the pocketbook. If you do a second offense, it's around $1,000 in jail, possible jail time. And then after that, and even before that, it gives judges the ability, if they think that this person really has the wrong intentions, to map them out of Old Town, which means they're banned. They can't come in Old Town, or they can be arrested for even stepping back into the area. So.
And we simply do that by just running a background check if someone is picked up. Is that how that happens?
Absolutely. What they're doing is they're putting a database. And these offenders, you know, really the only issues we have, like I mentioned before, is that narrow window of certain types of bars at certain times a day.
Right.
And so one of the things we're doing, since that's the case, is our restaurant and bar owners and managers have gotten together, and they're working more closely. And they're even looking right now at buying a system that would remotely connect every single restaurant and bar. So when they swipe somebody's license to make sure they're of age to get in, and then that person does something wrong, they can click a button and say this person has been banned from our establishment. Or if the city, if a judge has banned somebody, that can be put in the system. As soon as somebody shows up the front door, they're identified. And if they've just been banned from the establishment, they're told to leave. If they've been banned from Old Town, then the police are called.
I love it when technology is smarter than the bad guys.
It is great, isn't it?
It is wonderful, because every once in a while you have something happen with your personal credit card and you get hacked, and it's like, dang, you know, how do they do that? How does somebody in Atlanta walk into a store and buy something with my credit card when it's in my billfold? That still blows my mind. So I'm just delighted that some technology is beating the bad guy system. So
absolutely.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys. Well, the Wichita River Festival is kicking off Friday, and of course that's going to affect the traffic flow in the Old Town District. What kind of things have you had to plan for?
Yeah, well, we work really close with Wichita Festivals. It runs the River Festival, and we think very highly of that organization.
Sure.
They do such a great job, and I think this year is going to be probably one of the best River Festivals we've seen ever. And one of the things we're doing is partnering closer with them, because they know how to throw a good party.
They do.
And so what we're having them help us with is to look at how we not only coordinate with them during the River Fest, but they're actually one of our good partners helping us figure out how to pack a calendar with events this summer. And so they've really been great to work with. And it's just another example of the organizations that are in the downtown area that really want to work together for everybody's benefit. Another one's Go Wichita, who really is the face of Wichita to people coming in town from other communities. And they're partnered with us to help promote not only Old Town, but the whole downtown area. And Wichita is a wonderful destination for anybody from outside the community.
Absolutely. And you have a great website, too. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, it's OldTownWichita.com, and you go on that website, and you can find all kinds of great information. You can find what events are going to be happening. There's a page for every single retail establishment and restaurant there, so you can get a little overview of what they sell, or if it's a restaurant, you can even open up their menu. And I tell you, go visit it today, and you'll really enjoy kind of wandering around that site. But then go back and keep visiting, because we're actually getting ready to launch a new website,
Ooh.
And your listeners are the first to hear that announcement. So
breaking news on 99.7.
There you go.
We love that. Now, I know we talked about, and we've changed the boundaries a little bit to be more inclusive of some of the area businesses. If a business is not in the Old Town District but is close by and wants to be supportive and be part of that organization, is it on a dues basis? How does someone get their business involved?
Well, first of all, one of the things that we've done recently is really define what is Old Town. So we've got a bit of a criteria that if somebody approaches us, and that is just pretty simple. It's the old part of town. Go figure.
I mean, clever.
Yeah, and you can see it when you walk down there. And we talked before about how you'd walked around and just thought so much about some of the unique architecture of the buildings. Well, when you walk around the typical part of Old Town, the main core area, and then even go under the railroad tracks and walk that area, what you'll see is a lot of typically two-story buildings. They're mm-hmm. called row architecture, so a lot of buildings that share a wall and they're right up against each other. And you see a lot of old brick warehouses and those type of structures. Those really were the original downtown for Wichita. And so if you're in that area and it goes on up Douglas almost to Hydraulic, and it goes on the other side of the railroad tracks as far west as Emporia, if you're in that area and we feel like you are representative of what Old Town's all about, we welcome organizations to get involved. And you can get involved in Old Town without paying any dues. If
really?
You just have a passion and desire to get involved, and we welcome you. We also do have opportunities for people to get even more involved and to kind of get involved at a higher level with our board and some organizations and committees that we have. In those situations, we ask you to help support the Old Town financially as well.
Sure, sure. Because some of the amenities of the Old Town District, certainly the cost comes, somebody has to pay for those, the trash cans, I mean, just the basic services to exist. And we're just lucky to have that as our welcome mat for Wichita.
As
so
well.
We want to support it.
Well,
now,
wonderful.
There is one nasty little detail I wanted to bring up with you.
Okay.
What about the birds in the under the railroad track overhead? Now, what are we going to do about that?
Well,
in a humane manner, of course.
I was hoping that you'd volunteer to get a boat horn and just stand over there. And
that's where the guys who are causing the problems need to stand.
That's right. You know, it has been an interesting problem that's seasonal. It's when the weather changes, we
sure.
have the same issue. We actually have somebody we hire that takes care of that issue. The problem is that you drive them away from one area of town and they go to another. Then you drive them away from another, they go to another. And then they kind of circle back around. So all I can say is the guy whose job it is to get paid to run them off, he's busy all summer.
No and kidding. So. And I understand that. I remember one time having crows roost in the trees at my house, and we were close to a cemetery, and they would go from the cemetery to our house, I swear, back and forth, and we'd scare from one place, and it'd pop up another. So, yeah, it's a tough problem to resolve, and then there's the health issue because of the waste and all, but you're on top of it, and I feel better just knowing that.
Yeah, and the main thing is we're really working hard to keep things clean. And it's when you look at that, and also just the whole feel of Old Town, you know, it's a careful balance between issues like birds, and then we have a lot of trees down there,
yeah.
and we don't want to clear cut that and just have it be a stark, brick and concrete area. But that does bring up some unique challenges.
It's called being outside.
That's right. That's right.
It's the risk of being outdoors and having a good time. And we're so fortunate, and we have great restaurants, great businesses, museums. Oh my gosh, we have fabulous museums in the downtown and Old Town District. So
absolutely.
All I can say is, what are you waiting for? Get off your couch and go some form of celebrating Wichita by attending something. Go to a concert. Go to the River Festival, for Pete's sakes. People who say there's nothing to do in Wichita, I just shake my head and walk away. You know, I just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you a whole day can pass quickly if you're in Old Town. I mean, go down there and grab breakfast. We have a couple wonderful breakfast restaurant, to go and grab coffee. We have a couple wonderful coffee shops. If you're an artist, go sit on a bench and just spend an hour or two drawing something. Go visit the Museum of World Histories, which has an original T-Rex skeleton there. It's incredible. So just things to do, whether you're 2 or 72, younger or older, it's just an incredible place to go.
Well, it's time to brag about our town, and we need to start right inside the city limits, right?
Absolutely.
I think you're doing a great job. I feel very positive about this exciting time in Old Town. And anything else you want to add before we conclude, Jason?
No, I just, again, I thank so much of you, and I appreciate you letting me come out and speak today. And I would encourage the listeners to start by going to OldTownWichita.com, poke around there, be surprised at how many restaurants there really are, and the neat little specialty shops that you could spend hours just wandering through, and then get down there.
That's right. There
and enjoy yourself.
Those are the places you go to when you visit other cities. We have them right here, so take advantage of it in Old Town. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to meet you, Jason, and you're a guest here anytime you want.
Wonderful. Thank you, Gayla.
You've been listening to Jason Van Sickle, president of the Old Town Association, on Light is Local, our community affairs program. Let's get you back to some great music and have a great Sunday.